This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Just gonna listen to the song. Right?
Me too.
I'm listening right now.
I love this song. So
I missed part of it because you were talking. So I'm just listening to it.
I can tell you what happened.
Well, I know what happened. I actually know the song.
So I can tell you any part of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you like it more than me. I actually pretty much wrote it, and it's my friend singing it. I could text her right now.
So it's good. It's comforting in a way to know that not that much has changed since the last time we were doing stuff like this. The balloons, I guess, are new, and the streamers and stuff.
Hollywood Handbook. Welcome. The energy's electric because we're back in the studio.
Let's talk about being back. We're in Forever Dog Studio, something mm-hmm. that I promised we would never ever do, but here we are.
Swore up and down. Not going to go. I called it Never Dog Studios because I said I'll never fucking go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never fucking go there
over That's my death. Dead body. I've seen it happen to a lot of good soldiers. Mm-hmm. I've seen fall mm-hmm. this way.
Some of my closest friends. Not I saw the be best me. Minds of my generation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Destroyed by Forever mm-hmm. Dog. Starving hysteria.
Here we are. We're back in the studio. People complained about this for a long time that
Everyone's
we didn't
pissed.
Do in studio recordings. I guess
everyone who was pissed is happy now, I guess.
Yes. And concerns about our family's health. I didn't hear coming up that often.
Didn't
in their complaints, but I guess they're
register.
Happy now. I would encounter.
Well, and also just convenience for guests having to travel. Mm-hmm. They didn't ever think that maybe if we did go back in studio that the quality of guests would drastically drop.
Yeah, that's right.
With no further ado, we have Bang Raj Man today.
Hey.
What's up, doggy?
I'm glad to deal with that rush hour traffic and be here for this first in-studio record. Yeah.
I'm sure Tony Hawk is going to be back next week mm-hmm. for an in-studio mm-hmm. record.
Well, he's usually in Forever Dog anyway,
yes.
right? Isn't Tony Hawk
yes.
usually here?
I can tell you he's missing out because being in this room is like getting a B12 shot. Because I am charged. Yeah, right in the butt mm-hmm. where it can get absorbed quickest and get into the system. That's what
biggest,
being in the studio right now feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucking
right through my butt cheek vein.
The butt cheek is the biggest vein. I want to talk about some of the podcast. Well,
let's talk about podcasts, right? I mean,
I do. I guess I
do
want to talk about podcasts.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk about the butt vein all
yes.
day long, but
let's
down
not
to brass
get distracted
tacks.
I'm curious if something like this
vein.
Happened to you. People coming up, people in their like mid-20s to like early 40s, coming up to me while I'm out with my child
mm-hmm.
and just saying like, oh my God, like a baby. It's not the type of people that you would think would be like really interested in a baby. And they kind of like get down and they're just like cuckooing over the baby and stuff mm-hmm. and basically gradually I've come to realize that listeners to the show have been trying to give my baby COVID so I no longer have an excuse to not record in person anymore
mm-hmm.
and it worked and we're here, so great. I guess everyone's happy
mm-hmm.
She did contract podcast fans COVID, which they thought was a very severe version of COVID based on what the symptoms were being shown by mm-hmm. everyone who was afflicted with it. But apparently those were all pre-existing. It wasn't the COVID, basically. They just saw all these people and were like, this must be the worst possible version of this. Mm-hmm.
That the podcast fans who happened to also have COVID were in such physical disrepair.
They assumed upon it was some sort of special variant in COVID. Yeah.
But it is only it's actually very mild. It does almost nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That tracks from what I've seen. I've been approached also by strangers, not that age range.
Yeah.
Mine was people in their 90s, 90 to 100.
Wow.
And then little kids.
Well, I'm working out with babies all the time.
So they assign different.
And I'm, you know, just side hustling, trying to get babies to build up muscle mass.
Talk about staying on your grind. Side hustling.
I'm working with babies just on the side. And it's
training.
It's less
weight training babies.
It's weight training, yeah. Mm. And it's less of a for-profit hustle and more of just a passion hustle.
Yeah.
And you got to keep those flames alive too.
What are they, like bells, like rip curls? Like what?
We're doing mostly rip curls. And it's good to start now when they're at this age. I mean, they can do absolutely everything.
Yes.
So, and
passion hustle.
It's a passion hustle.
I love this.
And
do what you love, but call it work and throw a little money in the plate at church.
You know, you make a little, it adds up. But also, these kids get imprinted on you. Much like the baby dinosaurs in Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
when John Hammond sees them go out of the mm-hmm. egg. So I always have babies around. And
Hamm will probably drive here too to be a guest.
Oh,
yeah. Think.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And his Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
Right.
The comedy mm-hmm. legend who recently responded to an email asking if you'd be on the show, just saying no, thank you. It was probably the lack of the in-studio aspect that he was responding to. So I'm sure he'll
Zoom
be
too well. Impersonal.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you say imprinted on you, mm-hmm. They think that you are their mommy. Is that what you're saying? And is that what happened to John Hamm in that movie?
I'm mm-hmm. not saying
it's a misprint.
Anything, but
it's a misprint, which is very dangerous.
But it's a print, misprint or otherwise, the print is there.
Well, it is a misprint because you're not their mommy. And so something I always ask, because, you know, I take care of birds, big birds.
Okay.
Falcons, hawks, owls.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually misprints.
Harpy eagles?
Buddy, do I have it written on me somewhere? How'd you
I thought
know?
So, because, yeah, they're interesting birds.
They are. But most of the ones I get are misprints.
Raptors.
You know, something has happened with their family. And the question you got to ask is, this thing going to mate with me or mate with a bird?
Mm.
You going to mate with me or mate with a bird? And if they're a misprint, true misprint, they're going to want to mate with me, which means they'll never mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which does mean they'll never mate.
Because you are... Yeah. You know, you spoken for.
That's
so
right.
Whatever, I'm fucking up and misprinting these kids, but it's something I'm passionate about, and I'm getting them stronger, and that's just part of it. That maybe long term effects are unknown, mm-hmm. but these podcast listeners are acting like it's a green light to just come up to me and play with these kids who aren't mine,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
who are often in the middle of a set,
yeah. And they're training, so they're interrupting the kid training and interrupting the misprinting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all a ploy just to talk to me about podcasting.
It's a question of timing, and these people don't respect certainly your passion for fitness, your passion hustle, and they should wait until the refractory period in between sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. what we in the baby training industry call it.
Mm-hmm.
When you wait between sets, it's the refractory period.
Mm-hmm. You wait for them to,
get it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have passion hustles. Yours is birds. Mine is baby training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hayes, of course, we all know his.
I don't own the birds. That should be clear.
Yeah.
Government owns those birds. They come in tomorrow and take my birds.
I don't want to. Just
wouldn't be my birds.
I don't want
take their birds.
because, and you can edit this out if it makes you uncomfortable, but Hayes collects Greyhound memorabilia, not the from the bus, but from the film.
From the film.
And I don't want to blow up your spot and then create a run on that stuff on eBay or what. Whatever.
I'm sort people of building. No, I'll talk about it, and I'll talk about sort of where I'm at with it right now. I'm trying to see if I can build a complete picture of what happened in this movie from the memorabilia. What it's about.
Will not watch.
Have not, will not, except for seeing if there's like a sufficient clues out there in these products to tell a complete story of a movie.
Yeah. Now, I hate to ask this because of what we just talked about, but are you working on a podcast with all this stuff? Because it sounds almost like a true crime podcast.
Well, I want to talk to you.
The clues and putting together clues.
I'm fascinated.
This is sounding like a podcast potentially. Did you hear Ben's question, Hayes?
I'd be lying if I said it hadn't crossed my mind. It's the fear of, and this is actually a big thing that I think we want to talk to you about today. I've been leaning on this guy for so long. The idea of kind of putting up my own shingle, which I know he would be totally supportive of me
so
doing, and has said many times.
Your success is my success.
Yes. I am very inspired by you.
I don't know if you'd be able to do it, but.
But you said you want to find out. You're very curious to find out. You said over and over again.
I would love to see that.
Yes. You are doing your own thing. The Action Boys are letting you off, like just wander
spread your
off
wings
and
a little
just,
bit.
Yeah,
like, a little,
you found this little clearing.
Powerful. You know, these connections we have are and our minds. And we were talking about podcasts, and then you talked about the movie Greyhound, and we talked about movies, and then bang, you're here, of course, to talk about movie podcasts.
Yeah, it
just happened that way.
And
like,
things come together and life is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And
it's a slow herald, isn't it?
I was thinking that too. I was thinking that same thing. Herald, of course, is a long form improv.
Yeah.
The structure of improv.
I am deeply, deeply, deeply trained in this, this medium. And so, yes, I know exactly what that is.
So, yeah.
It's from improv.
The Action Boys podcast has been running for years now. And
has it been that long?
Yeah,
Jesus,
can you believe it?
Jesus Christ.
And running from what? The law. you guys are getting a little bit risque.
We get kind of crazy on there. What's that?
Did you say my car?
I don't think so, but
did you hear that?
I didn't hear him say my car.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I thought you were saying you're running from your car. That's what I heard.
I think I was starting to say my co-host, who both have their own podcast.
My co-host, the car.
Yeah. They both have their own podcast.
Well, you know, when you hear about my show, an automobile is involved.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, though. Kerplunk
there's
is
this
in the soup.
Sacred sort of.
Well, there's a connection in this room, and that's what's fun about doing live recordings again.
No, yes. This is why
we're just sending signals. You can't do that shit through a fucking computer screen.
Gabers has his own.
Gabers has high thing. Mighty, of course. Yes. Ryan Stanger has the dumbbells.
Yes, and so he kind of always still needs a hand to hold with some of this stuff. But,
so
like,
those guys both have their own thing.
Yes.
And now I'm exposing the world to my own thing. It's a new podcast. It's coming out in March. It's called The Raj Tapes.
The Raj Tapes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I love that. Talk about that.
So, yeah, I've been a huge movie fan for my whole life. If you've ever heard of the Me on the Action Boys podcast, you know, I can talk endlessly about these films. And so on this podcast, I will be watching movies with friends of mine talking about movies and
the
going
Raj
pretty deep.
Tapes.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by that too, because it's a movie podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's the Raj Tapes.
Yes. No, that's what
is that the brand, like, is the Raj brand?
We're building out the Raj brand a little bit.
Right.
And
does it feel Does it feel ready to hang that much on?
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
can it support, you know, being the title of the podcast?
Honestly, we're going to find out. It's a little bit scary.
And to take movies and even have movies in the backseat, not even have movies in it at all. Just the idea of movies. Because me, I'm obsessed with every movie.
Yeah.
And so this is something that I would really love if I had any idea about like the movie
piece of it. And these are movies that are really hard to find. I've scoured the country and I'm finding these tapes that
quickly,
I've never heard of.
This jumps to me. The movie tapes. Is that
you think I should change the name of the show to the movie tapes?
That gets me excited.
What's tapes in it? Like, you found these tapes.
You found tapes. You said you're scouring.
It's tapes of movies?
Yeah. You're driving your car.
The movie tapes.
Yeah. So, yes.
It's tapes of movies.
Yeah.
They are movie tapes. Yeah.
And
boy, that'd be a good title.
But they are my movie tapes because I own them now.
Because you found them?
I found them.
And you're in your car.
I am, yeah.
It's a van.
It's a van.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So you did say that.
I didn't. It's a van. It's not a car. I don't know where. I mean, we can have Kevin roll play back the tape if you want.
Play back the movie tape. That would be a podcast. This shouldn't be part of your show because that would be something like that.
Did you guys clear this room at all before you recorded?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Of presences, spirits. I can see how you're looking at me like I've got a third eye that you guys didn't clear this room at all.
Maybe there's one in this balloon.
Very funny. But this stuff is real. And who knows what kind of
seances. You think I'm possessed right now?
Well, Hayes is hearing shit.
I guess Forever Dog is a sort of supernatural idea. Yeah. A dog that exists forever.
Well, it's dog backwards.
Brett, who's been coming through here recently?
I'm sorry, how can I help you?
Brent?
This is one difference, I guess, from the seven-year relationship I had with Earwolf. I don't remember ever...
Waiting that long
first.
Or having them immediately acknowledge they hadn't been listening.
I don't remember that ever happening. At least they would...
They'd pretend, huh?
They would absolutely pretend. Yeah, for sure.
I don't mind winging it and feeling like you can get through the conversation without having heard the first part. I think we got some of our best stuff that way.
Okay.
Versus this... No, I'm saying I liked that from like... Because, you know, an engineer, Cody, was not listening.
No.
But he never said like, you know, what was it? What? How can I help you? What did you need again?
That's right.
Hey,
he'd say like, you know, Baba Booey or whatever you would say.
That's
like,
right.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys try steroids on the pro version and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles March 29th with guest Timothy Simons at the Dynasty Typewriter. Check out all these shows and the video for today's first in-studio episode in a long time with Bang Rajman at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey guys, 2023 is already well underway, so don't wait any longer to level up your small business and set your year up for success. Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship. Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. They have postage rates you literally can't find anywhere else, like up to 84% off USPS and UPS. Meanwhile, you've been disloyal to them. You've been going to the post office the entire time, and that's fine. To the stamps.com, that's fine. But you have been disloyal to them. For, it's 2023 now, for over 10 years, they have been supporting your favorite podcasts while you were like freaking out about like Romney versus Obama. They were there. They were providing podcasts for you to keep you informed about Romney versus Obama, settle you down a little bit. And you've been going to the post office the entire time. That's fine. That's fine. They're there. The website is there. When you're ready, it's there. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. And if you sell products online, stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. They also offer the pleasure of just going to a website, having the entire transaction happen on the website. You print something out just from your visit to the website.
Oh, I like apps. I want to use my apps. Oh, I want something delivered to me in the mail. Where's my present?
It's fine. Do your thing. When you're ready, stamps.com is there. You just type in stamps.com. You go to the website. It's there. Do your thing until you're ready. You can use stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and printer and just a little tiny morsel of loyalty. That's all you need. A computer, a printer, and a sense of what you owe. They even send you a free scale.
Finally, my present.
Set your business up for success when you get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code THEBOYS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code THEBOYS.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Whatever. At the end of the day, something stanky was going on in here, and we can all feel it, and we just got to stay charged so it doesn't affect us, and so we don't start hearing
weird
things.
No, I don't want it to distract us. Yeah. I want to talk about the movie tapes. You've done,
the
I
Rush
guess,
tapes. Yeah.
Okay.
Rog's favorite movie tapes. He found them.
I guess they're not all your favorites. I don't know what the fucking show is. You're not really explaining it clearly.
So I get in my van, I drive to, say, your house, and I randomly take one of these VHS tapes.
There.
He's here. We would call ahead of time, and we would plan and schedule a time when we could move. Well, your phone's fucked up, so I would probably maybe show up at your house unannounced and wait for you to get home. And then I would be like, hey, let's watch this movie.
Boy, that's scary.
Yeah, it might be a little scary.
I'd do it.
And then we'd watch it, and then we'd...
We watch it in the van?
Sometimes, yeah. If you feel more comfortable there, or I can bring my VCR into your house and we can watch it.
Yeah, I'm my old lady. Probably not going to want me watching a movie with you.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't do the show. If your old lady just straight up doesn't want me to be hanging around.
She's already with all the birds and stuff.
But she's not going to know what it is. Like, if I just go, she goes, what'd you do? I go, the Raj tapes. It's going to be so many more questions. I just feel like it's going to be a big headache.
Well, you can play her an older episode.
She's not gonna want that.
She's in this place even with me, and it's because of
the birds?
Birds misprinting. Yes, mm-hmm. She's just in.
Harpy eagles are fucking enormous.
Yeah,
I mean they're one of the biggest
birds
out there.
She's having to defend her territory
you get them
all
there
the
small.
Time, basically.
Yeah,
and that's why he has to be out in front saying if they misprint on him, mm-hmm. then they're mm-hmm. never gonna mate.
Yeah,
so
even though
really.
Yeah.
Are you like letting him just go ham on you?
He'll pretend to like be like asleep or something like that, and like,
and then the bird so will go crazy, and he'll be like, "I've been taking all this melatonin, I'm out."
I don't remember doing anything like that.
Okay.
Certainly not with the harpy eagles.
Okay.
An incident.
It's not the harpy eagles because they would mess you up.
There was an incident with an American kestrel.
Okay, they do a mating dance. It's kind of funny.
I think what happened was I was getting out of an ice bath mm-hmm. and they thought I was dead because my body was so cold.
Mm-mm.
And they were concerned because they thought I was their mommy.
Yeah.
And in an effort to, I guess, revive me.
Yeah.
They entered my buttocks.
Okay.
Bringing
and
an
that,
ice bath
yeah.
into this, like, an open field.
Yeah. And I've seen what you do after like ice baths also.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You lay down.
Face down.
Prone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you seem to be oiled up.
Yeah. The oil creates a barrier between myself and the ice that I think protects me from, getting burned.
Okay. And TikTok allows you to put all this stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Because it's medical.
Mm-hmm.
It's medical.
Well,
it's medically informative.
I can see why your wife is upset about your hobby.
Because one American kestrel entered my buttocks.
I mean, it's a little
disturbing. You sound like her now.
It's a little disturbing.
yeah, I didn't want it. And by the way, I told them, like, hey, take it easy.
And they didn't listen.
So
the whole bird.
Ben's coming over. We're gonna watch a movie. Like,
yeah, forget it. That's
she probably thinks we're watching weird bird stuff. And quite frankly, I can't promise we're not gonna be because I usually don't watch these tapes ahead of time. I just random
selection.
This is the promo for, like, you don't even know what it is.
No, we learn together and we
the
talk
random
about it.
Movie
yeah.
tapes.
Oh,
the
so you turn
movie tapes.
The most profound weakness of the project into a strength. Its randomness is like,
yeah, it's the most profound weakness. I mean,
okay, that's a good point. Yes,
but that's what I do.
The title is the most profound weakness. Right.
It's a lot of weaknesses. Honestly, I'm not running away from them. I'm embracing them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and I need that, to be honest with you. If I didn't have these weaknesses, I would be too strong.
And the podcast is folding the sword, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's done it?
Oh, we've had some great guests. Paul Scheer from How Did This Get Made was a guest
from
on
How Did This Get Made? Yes. I knew there was
Jamie movie. Loftus from the Bechdel cast.
Okay, yes.
We've had a ton of good guests.
Okay. They both did our show.
In
Paul,
person?
Not in quite some time. Both in person, yes.
That's great.
I'll
have to check those out.
I think you'll really like it. So, you know, you have them on and you guys watch these movie tapes that are random.
That's right.
And then what happens?
Well, a lot of these people have strong opinions about the movies, and we debate, discuss. Sometimes it will get us talking about other movies, things in our own lives.
Are you feeling what I am, which is him saying, like, they have a strong opinion on the movies, they talk about the movies. I'm thinking, do we even need tapes? Like, when you talk about it, you don't say, like, they have an opinion on the movie tape.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying movies.
Yes.
Right, but it's so, how we're watching these movies.
Uncle Raj's favorite random movies.
Favorite random movies.
It just seems really long.
Well, I don't need Uncle Raj. I mean,
the Uncle Raj is for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
you guys are giving me a little treat.
That seems to be.
Like, it's important to me.
I want to honor your initial.
No, it's actually not.
So who made you do that then?
I mean, the team I've assembled, they thought it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, talk about your team. Is it a big team?
It's a good team. Yeah, I've got I've got some PR people who've been working with a lot of big names, people you've seen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this team sounds fucking good as shit.
I'm sold on the team.
Really? I mean, I haven't named anybody. That's all.
I don't know.
Named
big
one
names,
person.
Like people we've seen.
Yeah, big
like
names.
Fucking
yeah, people you've seen.
Unbelievable. That's like.
That's got me charged
okay.
up. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize that.
Maybe there are some spirits in here, you know, because
I'm
that
telling
really
you,
got,
there
I feel
are.
Possessed.
If Brett, I don't know if Brett's become available, if anything has opened up, but just to follow up on my last question, like, who's been in here lately?
Yeah, what's been happening in here?
What are some of the recent sessions in this?
I've seen some posters for some other shows
in here,
outside.
Is there any, like...
I didn't know what the fuck they were, but I saw them.
I would be surprised if there was some, like, dark magic shows.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's only been podcasts down there lately. Okay. Of course, podcasts. You know, the best lately. Show with Tom Sharpling.
Yes.
Podcast The Ride.
Second best show.
I know, Tom.
Second best show after the favorite random movies show.
Right? Could be.
Could be, yeah.
Oh, you're back on that name?
I don't know. Whatever the team thinks, I guess.
Podcast The Ride as well?
Yeah, they were in there yesterday, I believe.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm feeling then.
Podcast The Ride?
I may be feeling that.
Maybe they were doing some scary ride.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about that, and that is gotten in these because for those of you who are just
well, the ghosts follow you home on that one.
Yeah, is that
they actually try to hitch a ride with you, and they like you. It, if you look, you can see them at the end of the ride. They're sitting in the ride with you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Explain this to me. So they do talk about rides on the show.
I
had thought
I have never gotten past hour three of the show,
mm-hmm,
but mm-hmm. Yes, they do. And what I've heard, they talk about rides.
Because I assumed just from the what little I did know about it that it was called Podcast the Ride because primarily what they did was dick ride for Disney, and that they were for huge corporations
they were doing some dick riding. Yes.
Okay, I haven't heard it, but like I think it.
And they would actually take pride in that assessment.
Yeah. I think they say we do it well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we dick ride, but we dick ride better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say yeehaw.
Now, what you guys don't understand, so they're dick riding in this room, and the risk we take coming in here mm-hmm. is, and this is for people who are listening, not watching, these rooms are filled with special padding to absorb sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else it absorbs? Mm-hmm. Weird energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Energy.
And then you come in and it blasts at you.
Blasts mm-hmm. energy. Yes.
And we're doing that for you to give you a stronger show with the special kind of chemistry that only happens when you're in a live studio.
Mm-hmm. Are you part of this family? Is it like where are you set up?
I mean, I'm set up all over the place.
Okay.
The Rod Shapes is set up.
The team, yeah, we are doing a rare deal. We are in multiple networks. And not a lot of shows can do that, but this is the power of getting the right team assembled. Like you can get we are gonna be everywhere.
Can you put us in touch with your team?
I can try. Yeah,
because the big
temporarily.
You guys don't have any sort of team.
But we don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. We are scared as hell, and our current team is not working with big names. People you've seen, people you've heard of. That was a really was interesting to us to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yes, I agree.
So yeah, I mean, I think that would be great for
I'm
you.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're with Forever Dog and multiple
I'm
other
with Forever
networks
Dog
as well,
and Stitcher and Premium. Stitcher.
You are.
Yeah.
And all the logos are on the
iHeartRadio
art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the key art.
Can't even read it because there's so many
for
logos.
There's a lot. It looks like a fucking NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I said car, buddy. And they're all over the place, and it's just, I mean, that's just taking care of business. Like, you just do that and let them put their stupid little logo on things.
So you record some, mm-hmm. well, I guess it's all in the van.
It's all in the van, okay. Yeah. And I've got the van rigged up.
You don't do anything in here?
I don't do it. I have my own studio, the van. And we've got mics in there. We've got antennas, mm-hmm. Broadcasting equipment.
It's like a pirate radio station.
It is. It's a lot like a pirate radio
station.
It's like
Pump Up the Volume.
It's a lot like Pump Up the Volume.
Mm. Driving the van around, mm-hmm. broadcasting, telling people.
And we can do that. Mm-hmm. And we can speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it? Like, is there anything we can, if it's partly here, do they have it here?
Well, yeah. I don't have it with me in this room, but I brought it in the bill. I got to just hook it up and. I would like, maybe this will clear it up for you guys.
Do you have a clip of the show or something?
I do. Yes. There are several episodes recorded, and we can play a show and maybe clear up.
Well, let's listen to a clip, and then we'll see. Maybe right. And maybe the Rod Tapes is the right name.
Which one is this?
This is an episode. This is episode 4.
Okay.
And we'll set it up in the actual clip.
Talking about a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Rod and his guest talking about a movie.
Who's the guest?
Okay. It'll be in the clip. Let me just, I'm just going to go grab it.
You're leaving?
You're going to go set up in the van? You have to play it from the van?
I can't. Yeah, I got it all. I don't have it. What? Do you see me walk in with a laptop?
He's not holding a van.
Yeah.
You have to play it from the van?
Well, yeah, I got all the I got the setup in there.
Well, let's hear it. Let him hear, you know.
Okay.
I just told you I got all the broadcast.
Are you afraid to be alone with me?
I think you guys will be fine.
Well, okay.
I know it's a little spooky in here.
So if you're going to play it from the van, it's going to play in here?
Yeah, I got all the setups. I'll talk with...
Sounds like he's got a really nice van.
Okay.
I put my fucking life into this thing. All right,
go.
Yeah, I'm going to... Thank you for your permission.
You're going to talk to... Okay, that's fine. He just said he's going to talk to Brett. I just, if the setup is beginning right now.
Maybe you misspoke or something.
Okay.
I got to wash my hands.
You're leaving?
I've been touching these balloons and stuff.
You have to go wash your hands now?
Well, who else uses these balloons? We were just saying, podcast, the fucking dick riders are in here.
Yes,
and
I
understand
that. Yeah,
I mean,
that.
Guy, like, I
it is our first video episode and...
Because the next thing you know, I put my hands in my mouth and all of a sudden...
Yes, I understand. That does make sense to me. Yeah, but if you could go quickly, I would appreciate it.
I'll go very quickly.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everything seems to be a little bit bigger, if you ask me.
Yeah, let me grab my popcorn, by which, of course, I mean fried rattlesnake, and tune into this here cowboy movie.
Yeah, nothing makes a night more special than cowboy movie.
Yeah, the old flames of the fire are just a little bit longer when you're watching a cowboy movie.
Let me pop in a few milk duds. I mean, beef jerky ripped up into little pieces.
In a milk dud shape. Yes, sir. Pass me one of those. Speaking of milk... Movie makes me think of cow, makes me think of cowboy, makes me think of cowboy movie of a cow with milk duds. You ever think about that?
Yeah, pretty funny how when you're out here under the stars, your mind starts wandering, making those connections between cows and between cowboy movie.
Boy, this is an exciting opening chase scene. Of course, the flames licking up to the sky, chasing the very stars into eternity.
Yeah, talk about that hero. I could follow that hero everywhere.
The log.
Uh-huh. Yep, the log. The big log in the center. That's our main character for cowboy movie.
Well, I guess the trailers would be the kindling, I suppose.
Easy now. Yep, you better believe it's kindling. And they're burning up real fast because it's just the coming attractions. This movie's got a little bit of everything. Look at that romance between those two flames.
Let me take a sip of my soda, which, of course, is blended up rattlesnake guts.
Hey, I hate to ask, but could I have a sip?
Well, I hate to say yes, because I'm scared of backwash. But go on ahead, other cowboy. The two of us are enjoying this movie so much, I don't even mind a little bit of germs.
I'm so dang thirsty, because it's hotter than the... fires of hell.
I hope this movie has a horse in it. That's what I like, me, the cowboy movie guy host.
And of course, by cowboy movie, we're talking about the fire.
Hey, did that come through for you guys, or?
I was washing my hands, so I didn't, because we were talking about with
rooms,
the like.
Who knows what's been going
exactly,
on
exactly, yeah, and I need to put my hands in my mouth when I finish doing the show. Yeah. But how was the clip? Like, what? Like, were you able to hear anything?
I'm just trying. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Raj tapes, and quite frankly, this was a world premiere.
What? Like, what of this is real? This is our first time back in the studio.
I didn't hear it, so I don't know
Was there
I don't know what you're reacting to. It sounds like we have a world exclusive, like Brett told me it was
projecting out of the van.
Brett, are you here? Are you here as well? Are you in there?
Yes, I'm in here.
Okay. Just stay there, please, because I have some questions for you, too. Okay.
Brett, did you hear it? It sounds like Raj played it out of the van. Did you pick it up?
He told me it came in loud, well, clear.
It was coming in loud and clear.
So, yeah.
Wow, cool. And sounds good.
And that's a win.
It wasn't?
Yeah, so we know the technology worked.
Because I fucking busted my ass on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, listen, I know it's not fucking... NPR,
it's, the
but
show's
it's
still
not
early.
It's not anything. It's not anything. It's not going to be... It's... it's cowboy TV again. It's a little different. It's now cowboy movie. Okay. It's the exact same thing that you've done every single time. You didn't wash your hands.
I couldn't get the water.
You got cameras in the bathroom?
You just said that you did wash them. You went.
I was at the sink. Well, I went to the sink.
But the thing that is like so upsetting to me is just like the whole, like, is the Raj tapes, is it just this? Was it just to do this the whole time?
What is it just this?
What do you think happened?
Is it just this?
How would you describe
it? Is that why you assembled the team, called up all your friends to be on your show?
How would you describe what happened
to yourself, man?
Get artwork done.
Who was,
get Brett Morris to do music.
Talk about the
posting. I've seen it online.
You're here to talk about the show. Talk about what happened in the clip. Talk about like what.
Yeah.
Doing that episode,
I'd be curious about that too, because I didn't get to hear
a little bit
it.
Of the backstory.
But it sounds like it was
what
really
it was
good
like with that guest.
Yeah. So the guest is clearly a cowboy.
Oh wow, okay. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So like you got to tune in because like, and I'm glad we're out here.
That episode sounds good.
And
yeah,
getting buzz about it, and I already feel like us talking about it in these terms is starting to clear this room out a little bit and kind of getting a positive charge.
Yeah, I feel that too. So I don't even need to wash my hands anymore.
So just
it does that.
Yeah.
So I just want to, I guess, feel like I understand it. What we listened to was a cowboy.
Yeah.
And then you playing another cowboy.
Yeah, I have this just empathetic thing about me that
I noticed that. Yeah.
I will start to do
what you were doing a cowboy thing as well. Great.
I was just trying to make my guest comfortable.
To make your guest comfortable.
And that's how
and you're talking about watching a fire.
Mm-hmm. We talk movies, so we popped in this tape and in this case, the tape was a fire.
So you're watching.
Were there any trailers
fires.
Or previews or anything?
Yeah, there were on this episode. Yeah, even like, and that's always fun. Like it gets you into the mood.
Yeah, because from the era or whatever that the movie was made, you go, oh yeah.
Yeah, in this case, the trailers were. In this case, the trailers were just kindling. Because the movie was fire.
Oh wow!
You gotta listen to this one. I don't want to spoil much more from this episode.
Yeah. God, that sounds really cool. Like it would fit in a way, because I've always thought about, obviously, you know, Hayes, that I worked on this cowboy TV thing with Ben a while back.
Yeah.
And
if you want to do this, just do it. If you want to go do this.
Now I don't. You're losing me. I don't know what you're talking about.
You so clearly like what you do in these, like you like your stuff, the trailers is kindling and all that.
Listen, and this is sort of my thing, and we talk.
And you must
cool
want
it.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to like it or not, but you want me to be subjected to it in some way. You want me to like be a witness to it somehow.
To the
I don't know
shapes?
If I don't know if it's like. To give you my blessing to like just go do cowboy TV all the time. I do not understand
what this
is about.
I know you've been traveling a lot and you're stressed out.
Whatever you need, I wish you would just tell me.
Hayes, you're having a manic episode right now.
Yeah. Your energy right now is very distressing.
We agree.
Well, I think we just have too much. We have too much energy in this room because
you're
we're doing
saying
a live
that the, it was a tape of a fire. Or that in this case
the tape is a fire. You're very literal.
The tape is a fire.
Yeah,
no, you're.
This is it, I tend to podcast very lyrically, and
I've noticed that.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are a lot of very literal podcasts out there. I'm a more lyrical podcaster. And I'm more about capturing an
There's definitely and a space for that in the marketplace. That's getting me excited about the Raj tapes. And the clip is sounding interesting to me. Because as I look back, you know, Ben and I obviously did this cowboy TV thing a while ago. But movie, I'm noticing. Moo. Cow.
It's funny,
right?
You bring it, and this episode, Cowboy. I think you're going to have to tune into, and movie. I'll send it to you, and I'll send you even a rough cut. And by the way, these are rough cuts. The show isn't out yet. It's coming in March, right around, so we're still getting the sandpaper out and rubbing off a couple.
Because there were a lot of really long pauses and like sort of fumbling around for.
That sounds like it feels really authentic.
Some of that is the authenticity. I mean, you know, young people particularly, they want something real, especially in this day and age. Like,
I mean, too, you know, I guess I'm pretty young, but I feel it, you know, that, I mean, there's so much artifice today.
It's that I've seen you promote this just like at, like relentlessly, relentlessly. That this is coming out.
That's
right. There's art for it. It just says the Raj tapes.
It's your passion,
say
hustle.
About, about Cowboy TV or movie. Was it all for this?
Listen,
was it all to do this?
Be honest with me. Have you been chatting with a chatbot? And have they been putting ideas in your head?
What?
There are these new AI chatbots.
Yeah, I know.
If you talk, and they're starting to change people's personalities.
I know what they are.
Is this Sydney's idea?
Is this Hayes or is this Sydney?
Is this
Sydney Bing?
Is this Sydney Bing putting ideas in your head about... Because if you keep chatting to these things, they'll just run on and on about whatever you want.
They'll make you paranoid.
But we don't even... We don't even disagree on what happened or what the clip was. Or I guess what we disagree on is you would probably say that this was a pre-recorded thing and not that both of you just left the room and did that live.
He left the room
did
to play
that
the
live
clip
from
in
the
van.
Room,
and
nobody
washed
their hands. Nobody went to any van.
I couldn't get the water.
You went
to
in
take.
There with hey, Brett, man. Who this is. This is an entirely new thing because like Brett has actually been like talking to us about like a longer term partnership and stuff. And I just don't know if it was all for this.
Hayes, I get it. You've been talking to Bing all
this,
day.
Now that
You've
I
been
really
in this room alone.
The chatbot thing. Yeah. I don't understand how that has anything to do with what we're talking
about.
Well,
that's
in your
what
head.
The chatbot
it puts,
does.
But the idea
I mean,
that
it makes
I
you
have
think you weren't talking to a
that,
chatbot.
Is that the clip? So let's say we even agree that it was a clip. It wasn't.
The greatest trick the chatbot ever pulled, right, was making Hayes believe that he hadn't been talking to it.
He remembers Cowboy TV.
I almost see the string.
Wait. He remembers Cowboy TV. He's been talking about it. Yeah. Do you remember doing this Cowboy TV show previously?
Yeah, of course.
A long time ago, before we did A Country Divided.
Okay. Yeah.
Which has been our more recent project.
We did Country Divided.
And so
and
that
we've
this
been
is
looking for something.
The exact same thing.
Yeah. Something
it's
to collaborate on.
You would describe. Have to describe both as two cowboys looking at a fire, and the only difference.
If I could interrupt, I didn't hear the clip. It sounds like what the clip was, from my understanding, was Ben talking about a movie he saw.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember. I dropped out of Cowboy TV. He did
I
other
don't.
Projects.
I don't remember
he
that.
He did other projects.
I don't remember anything.
He did whole things with Anders.
Anders and I got into this
previous
entire...
incarnations with
and
this.
Like we've gone
I do
out,
not
we've,
remember that
we've,
at all.
We've stayed
it's
friends.
It's all the same.
Just, like,
the shit is the same every
evolves,
single time.
Yeah.
I do not remember any of the lore behind
you
got
to make a buck, you know, and he's developing his projects. I'm developing mine.
So you, but,
like,
okay,
yeah.
So you say you dropped out of it, but this is the exact same thing. Oh, except you're going to say, well, one they're talking about movies and the other they're talking about TV. That's the only...
This is just... I feel like you are getting obsessed with one specific episode. And yes, you know, all John Williams scores have a signature. Everything I do maybe sounds a little bit alike. I can't help that. It's my DNA. What am I going to do?
People have fingerprints, you know, and so I don't think you can control that. It's true.
So why don't I play you a fully separate episode? This one, because again, I've recorded a handful. Be nice, okay? Keep the fucking fangs in your mouth.
Put your
claws away.
Okay, so last time you were
kitten
unwilling to provide any preceding context about.
Well,
what
I don't want to spoil like. Like I feel like
so this
I,
time also so you're saying this time neither we're not going to hear anything in advance about like what this
no,
what
no,
this
no.
clip is about
this I can give you I mean again, it who goes the against, guest is. It goes against the great. Idea Thank of you. The show.
Great.
Because the show's a little bit more random. It's a little bit more fluid. It's a well, little bit it's, more it's jazz.
Uncle Roger's favorite random movie tapes.
Yeah. And that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. Yeah. And that's the brand me and my team are building.
I'd like to hear another episode because I missed the last clip.
But he was about to say what was coming in this clip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a movie. It's another movie, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They're all different kinds
just
of
just a tape.
Tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it could just be somebody who's random. It could be somebody's random fucking birthday party on
it's,
there.
It's true, yeah.
But no, this is a movie. It's a dance movie. There's like a
it's dance, a
dance
con- movie.
Yeah. There's a dance contest going okay. on. And
oh, wow. I like those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very specific.
Yeah. And I got a film professor to guest on it with
a
me.
A film professor. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we hear his name?
I mean, yes, I can give you his name. It won't draw jack shit because I don't go after the big fucking shiny okay. guest. I found a film professor who has a background in dance, mm-hmm. who not only loves film and teaches
film. That
sounds like
it's fitting for okay. the
but yes,
episode.
And Sean, I randomly get these fucking movies. So like, I don't know. That's just one of those weird things.
Can you look at me, please?
Yeah. That's one of those weird things that happens.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
It's what? A film professor
yeah,
who
has a background in dance.
Has a background in
yeah.
dance
and
loves dance.
And loves dance.
What is
and then,
his name?
And then I go through, very presumptuous.
This guy knows all the film professor. Maybe he prefers to remain anonymous. I mean, because if you risk tenure, you know, appearing on the random Raj tapes, what if it was a snuff film or something they pulled out?
Because you know what? Like
he loses
show,
tenure, you know, show, if he has a family.
Wait. The show gets risque. He doesn't want people to know about his dance background.
So it's random. Wait,
because
wait,
the
wait,
dancing
wait,
isn't
wait,
like
wait,
professional.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
It's random. You got a film professor who loves dance and you just happen to.
Yes. Is that
no,
fucking
that's
crazy?
What sounds
that's
so
what,
crazy
that's
about
what I'm talking
that,
about the
synchronicity
fucking
yeah, of
the synchronicity.
Like, yes, and
all the shit we've been talking about all day.
If that
hey,
is, if that
wake
is,
the fuck up, man.
If that is what happens in this clip, I would love to hear that.
Okay, yes.
If it's not what happens, I'm done. I
and
cannot
again,
do this anymore.
Okay,
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm
let me go
here.
To the van. Brett says
it's
we're
been
coming in.
Fucking
this sounds like a good episode.
We're coming in clear as a bell.
Sounds like a good episode. Yeah.
And let me just fucking start up the old van.
Please do. And I, by the way, will appease Hayes, who's been so mad that I like didn't wash my hands last time or whatever.
Do not,
keeps
do
being
not
like,
go
you
wash
didn't
your hands.
Wash them. Well, I'm not going to.
Do not
to.
Leave the room.
No, I'm not going.
Good.
To. Yeah. No, I'm going to
no.
stay. Wait. I'm going to stay here. But I would like to switch chairs, if that's okay with you, because this one is
there's
hurting
only,
my...
There's only
I have,
three chairs in
I
here.
I have kestrel wounds.
There's only three chairs in here. The other is Bangs. The
yes.
third one is Bangs. You'd like to go sit in Bangs' chair.
I'd like to try it and see if it's more comfortable for me just because of the buttocks injury that
okay.
I
Okay, but
suffered.
You have to... So you have to pass the door to do that. You're not going to go out the door?
No, not unless it opens.
If it opens, you will go out?
Well, because then clearly there's something wrong. There's a mechanical issue with the door.
If it... Then why would you go through it?
To try to fix it so that it's safe in case Bang wants to come back after he does his clip.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather I go this way?
I don't care which way. Yeah, sure. Oh, the door did open.
Well, is it just me, or do those two flames look like they're just kind of dancing around?
Hey, well, if I'm not mistaken, they're doing the Forbidden Lumbata, one of the most famous dances of all time. Just two flames dancing around in this cowboy movie that
well,
we pulled the tape of.
I guess you would know you're a one to... cut the rug himself now and then.
Yeah, well, I surely am. You know, I'm something of a cowboy professor, and one thing I like to study is the dance of riding a horse.
Dressage, we call it.
Well, that sounds mighty epic to me, friend. Epic enough for a movie.
Hey, do these here theater seats recline? And by which I mean, of course, the stump I'm resting on.
Hey, hold on to your ticket stub in case you need to go number one sometime. It's a long picture, and by ticket stub, I mean a piece of mud that probably got stuck on your boot.
Hey, does this dance movie have a love story in it? Because I see sparks flying. And by which I mean, of course, the sparks from the cowboy movie, The Fire.
Did you notice how hot things got in the third act?
Yes.
I did, too. I'm going to back away a little bit. I'm starting to sweat.
Well, I'll recline my here theater seat stuff.
What's going on with that door?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I didn't want you to get hurt coming back from the van. It seems like the hinges.
So I'm done.
Did that come through okay?
I'm done.
Brett?
I was ready to be done before this episode. I wanted to see if coming back, doing this in person, if it could change something.
Don't say I missed the whole clip.
Yeah, so that's it.
Where did you go?
To just check to the door.
Okay, well, yeah. I appreciate it, but you missed it. It was as promised. Yeah.
So I hear,
I'm done too. My buttocks are.
I hear that something that the van is like the sounds like there's smoke coming from like the van.
I just want to say I'm also done.
I better go.
Yeah, all three of us are done.
I'm also the van.
Well, I can't wait to hear the Raj tapes. You know,
well, if it ever comes out, I mean, the reviews are pretty fucking lousy. I mean, you guys are going against my team and saying the name's bad. Hayes is taking a big sloppy dump all over it. And you know what? I think I'm just a little bit too maybe artistic or outside the box.
Sensitive.
Yeah. And I'm not going to run away from that. And I'm not going to change that because people are pushing me to. I'm going to stick to my guns and I am going to stay strong. And you know what? If that means I'm out of the game, I'm out of the game.
Well, and congratulations on your passion hustle. I hope you don't get out of the game. And I can't help but think about the idea Hayes had for a cowboy movie.
Open. Oh, I got it.
I think maybe, I don't know what he was talking about when he said cowboy movie, but it feels like there's something there.
He's a strange bird, a strange duck, if you will, but he's got some good ideas. And when he said cowboy movie, my ears did perk up a little bit myself. I'd something be lying if I disagree with that. So, yeah, something about it sticks with you.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Check out the Raj tapes, of course, coming out every Monday at 7.
Nope.
And in the meantime, be on the lookout for cowboy movie. Boy, that's fun to say. Mm-hmm. Cowboy movie.
Yeah, just maybe.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.